Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Yo, 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 what is up? What is up? Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday show. What is going on, champion? Big day today inside the Crowley compound. A lot of great things going on. It is my 19th wedding anniversary. I share that with my beautiful bride, obviously, of 19 years, Angela Crowley. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Maybe talk a little bit more about that as well on today's show. May do one or two. Not sure what we got going on today. It's February 28th, the last day of February. Wow. I got shot out of a cannon today, and I got a message for you, champion. Is that okay with you? Is that okay with you? If I inspire, motivate, and empower you to go for your dream, that's exactly what this message is designed to do. So on March 18th, roughly 2 weeks, actually 2 weeks from this weekend, March 18th, I'll be in Toronto along with 15,000 other people at the Toronto Real Estate Wealth Expo as a speaker with, wait for it, Pitbull. Of all things, I think Pitbull will probably be singing, though, as opposed to speaking. Who knows? Maybe he'll speak and sing, kind of like what I do. You know, speak, sing, dance. You got a lot in common with Pit. And Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins is headlining the event as well. So it's Tony Robbins, Pitbull, Sam Crowley. Which one of these doesn't go with the other? All right, we'll talk a little bit about that, as well as there's a lot of great speakers there. A gentleman from the Dragon's Den, which is really the Shark Tank of Canada. There's the girl from Flip or Flop, the popular TV show here in the States as well. A lot of great, talented speakers. 15,000 people. What? How does an ex-stuttering college dropout get asked to speak at an event with that many people? With Tony Robbins! I've never met Tony Robbins. Those of you that are followers of this show, you know that I was on a mission in 2017. I posted it. I talked about it. That I was going to make this the year I met Tony. And look at this. Isn't that funny how God works? And let me tell you, there's a backstory to this, how I got booked to speak. And it has to do with posting about my faith. And look, this is not a religious podcast, but you need to know I am a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in the Holy Trinity, the God, the Father, the Holy Spirit, God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I'm big into my faith, man. I just am. I don't hide from it. I don't run from it. And you guys, I get it. We have a lot of we have a group of people listening to the show that are agnostic, that are atheists, and of course of different faiths and religion. We've got Muslim and Sikh and Hindu and Buddhist, and I love all of you. I love all of you. I'm not trying to bring you over to the Christian faith, but I'm telling you, the reason this event happened was because I posted and have been very bold in my faith over the past 6 weeks. Those of you who listen to the show know that. You follow me on Facebook, you know that. And there was a gentleman who saw my post about I'm trying to eliminate and remove my pride, my arrogance, and all of that. That's really been the handcuff, getting drunk on my own success, making hundreds and thousands of dollars with little effort in less than 90 minutes will make even the most well-rounded individual just a little bit arrogant about how you can do it all. And then, of course, we all come crashing down and you have challenges in your life. And the biggest blessing in my life over the past 2.5 years, and also the biggest challenge in my life, has been the birth of our daughter, Susan, at 1 pound, and bringing her home after 200 days in a hospital and breathing through a trach and ventilators and all of these doctor checkups. I mean, holy cow. They got great news last week. Her airway actually grew. Check this out. Grew a little bit. Not a lot. Just enough, though, that her ENT, ear, nose, and throat doctor, and her pulmonologist, we have a team of doctors at Children's Hospital, which is the best. You know, 50% of all of the world's airway surgeries for children, 50% of all of the world's airway surgeries for children happen right here at Cincinnati Children's Hospital. Just think about that. Think about how blessed we are to have a situation where we have a child born at 1 pound and all the things that could have went wrong with that did not go wrong. The list is way too long to list as far as all the different ailments and problems she could have had, from being blind to deaf to a brain bleed that all went away. She had several different brain bleeds. They all magically disappeared. She had a hole in her heart that closed up. A PDA is what it's called. That closed only happens 25% of the time. She would have needed open heart surgery, never needed that. 85% chance of a profound neurological disorder. By the way, if you got some aches and pains in your feet, maybe your arms and legs, don't worry about it. You're great. Your life is awesome. Get off the couch. Drink your green smoothie. I'm looking at a 64-ounce Vitamix blender literally right in front of me with a bag of spinach, one cut-up apple, one cut-up banana, an entire cucumber cut up, filled the rest with water, drinking it. I'm telling you, man, it's smooth. It tastes awesome. Amazing. So just rewind the podcast 15 seconds if you want that recipe again. And here, I'll just give it to you again. Spinach, apple, banana, cucumber. The rest is water. It tastes amazing. Blend it up in the Vitamix blender. Yeah, the Vitamix blender is $450 at Costco. You'll never buy another one. This thing could grind up your car tires. I'm telling you, it is amazing. So you don't have any problems. You have no ailments. After you want to check it, you just want to check it out, go to Children's Hospital any day of the week and just sit in the lobby and watch all the children get wheeled by. No hair, going to chemo. Some are trached like my daughter. Some are in a vegetative state. It is so humbling, so sad, so empowering that we don't have those ailments. My child doesn't. And just grateful. You leave there so incredibly grateful. So as you listen to this, just think about it, man. How good you have it. So I've been posting very strongly about my faith. A gentleman on Facebook saw that and said, hey, I know people that are putting on this event in Toronto. I want to do a three-way call with you tomorrow. I love what God's been doing in your life. Like, oh, geez. Here I am expecting the opposite. You know, I'm expecting people to be like, hey, keep that religious stuff to yourself, Crowley. Keep the motivation coming. I don't need your God stuff. Well, you know what? The bolder you are, and when you finally do drop the gauntlet on whatever it is that you're passionate about, for me, it's my faith and my walk with Christ, just whatever that is, good things are going to happen in your life. I promise you. Because why? The people who don't appreciate you or they don't want to hear your bold statement about whatever it is that you're bold about, you know, your job, your business, your passion, your message, your faith, whatever that is, the wrong people will just kind of gradually move away. You know, most aren't going to. I sent an email out. Most aren't going to, you know, send you a nasty message. I've only gotten a handful of those in my entire career, you know? And what do? You delete them. That's what the delete button's for on your computer. Somebody sends you a nasty email, you're going to get it. Look, if everybody likes you, there's something terribly wrong because nobody can please everyone. It's impossible. So if that's going on right now, you're either playing life way too safe or you're in bizarro world, because that never happens, okay? Somebody sends you a nasty gram, whether it's a private message on social media or an email, that's what the delete button is for, and you just, four letters, man, N-E-X-T, N-E-X-T. Next, get used to saying that. Next, just delete it and move on. I sent an email out to 30,000 people 10 days ago or so and proclaimed this, you know, that I need your help. I need you to pray for me. I don't want to get drunk on my success again. I saw what it's done to me over the last few years, and it's caused some major problems in my life and marriage and everything like that. I need you to pray for me. I must have got 50, 60 or so emails right back. Sam, I'm praying for you. Will you pray for me? Done deal. Absolutely, I will. And nobody replied back like, hey, keep your religion out of my inbox. Now, some people unsubscribe. They opted out of my, but that happens. Let me tell you something. I checked after I sent that email out. I went into my Infusionsoft. I checked because you can see how many people unsubscribe, how many people register a complaint, a spam complaint. I had no complaints after sending a heavily religious-based email out, okay, spiritually-based email out, nobody complained. Of course, some people opted out. That happens when I send out, hey, take this for free. People opt out and complain. More people complain when I send a free email out without anything to buy, just a motivational email out, than they did about that one. So my message is that this whole thing that happened, speaking at an event with 15,000 people, with Tony Robbins and Pitbull and all these different celebrities, and me, okay, the Midwest dad who loves 80s bands, okay, that's the lineup for Toronto. And Chicago, 2 weeks later, same thing. Be at that event as well. It's just nuts. How do you get booked on these stages? Is you're true to who you are. And I just posted this on my Facebook page. You don't, I'll tell you one way to never get booked on a stage is to post obsessively about politics, for example. This is exactly what I just wrote on my Facebook page. So if you read, if you read this, I'm going to read it back. If you haven't seen this, it was just, it was February 28th on my Facebook page at around 7:45 in the morning or so. All right, here we go. After yesterday's post about Toronto, people asked, how do I get booked to speak at an event with 15,000 people? I have a powerful message to share. Great question. Let me give you one way you will never be booked by a promoter. Post obsessively about politics on your social media platforms. The country's gone insane. Everyone is a political blogger parroting their favorite news site. I'll be hosting my own events this year and looking to help launch the careers of up-and-coming great speakers. And I'll also be reviewing their social media, bashing women on either side of the aisle, referencing Hitler, race baiting, and other nonsense will result in a no thank you from myself and every other promoter. Nobody wants to be anywhere near that nonsense. Focus on your message and the value you bring to the marketplace. I've been training speakers for 9 years. The best ones are those who can tell an interesting story with the audience as the lead character. There's nothing interesting about your political views. Shocker! Newsflash! A great presentation is one that allows the audience to escape from the day-to-day stuff. They get lost in your powerful message and can dream of a better life. Nobody dreams about more political banter. End of post. So there you go. That's how, and of course you work hard and you create great content and you bring value to the marketplace, all of that stuff. So how do I get booked to speak? How do you get booked to speak at an event with 15,000 people, with Tony Robbins and Pitbull and everybody else like that? You work every day. You put effort in every single day, and you don't apologize for who you are, but you don't get caught up in the stupid stuff like most people are out there. Political. Right now, the world's gone insane. Everybody's just pull up politics. But I don't want any part of that. Do I love a good political? Absolutely. Bring it to me, baby. But I'm not going to mix that in with my business. You want to go grab coffee and you tell me your side and I'll tell you my side. And well, yeah, I've some of my, it's no secret. Okay. I have conservative views. Some of my best friends are liberals because they have some great views as well. You know what they're out? They're intelligent. They're thoughtful. They're not mean-spirited. Man, I've had some. I think of some of my best buddies. We'll go grab coffee and bring it to each other. It is awesome. I mean, it is so much fun because we're just jabbing each other, jabbing this. Oh, you think you're blah, 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 blah. What's funny, I've actually voted for Bill Clinton in 96 over Bob Dole. I've actually gone both sides, you know? I'm getting off the reservation a little bit. My point being, here I am talking about politics, right? My point being, there's a time and a place to talk about this stuff, okay? When you make it a part of your brand or people confuse it or you start using really divisive language, forget about it. I'm not going to have you at any of my events. No other promoter is going to have you at their events. Save that stuff for the coffee shop or the water cooler with people who know you. They know you're not mean-spirited. They know you're a good person. And they understand that you cannot be taken out of context when you say something. So just be thoughtful. And oh, by the way, another message to this about speaking in Toronto and Chicago and all these other great events that I'm just, I'm knocked over, man, with just gratitude and being asked. My speaker calendar is filling up and I'm not even promoting anything. People are finding me. And let me tell you what that is. The message overlying dreams do come true. Dreams do come true. There's no other reason that somebody like me who, you know, butchers the English language and screams into a microphone most of the time and just running around like his hair's on fire, I can't do most things very well at all. I'm very average at most things. The one thing that I've learned to do and I've worked on doing, and I coach other people, by the way, and let me throw this out there to you as well. If you would like to be speaking at my events or would like to be trained by me to get booked by promoters at other events, send me an email and just put speaker training in the subject line, and I'll send you a brief application. You complete it. It's literally like five questions. Just want to know a little bit about yourself to be considered to work with me one-on-one. And we'll get you trained. There's nobody that's speaking at my events that hasn't been through my own speaker training unless you've been speaking for 10 to 12 years. It's just, it has to be. They got to be personally trained by me because I know how to put a presentation together. I've been doing this 9 years and how to sell from the platform. And I want to show you exactly how to do it as well. If you're interested in building your own speaker career, your speaking business and earning income and really sharing your message with the world and learning how to do that, just send me an email and put speaker training in the subject line, and I'll reply back with the link, okay? Dreams do come true, all right? Don't let anybody talk you out of your dream. It's crazy. Look, the crazier your dream is, the better. If it's average, like anybody can do it, that's not a dream. Nobody dreams about stuff that average people can do. You know, nobody dreams about stuff that's already been done out there. No, people dream big, big, big dreams. And oh, by the way, you can't fit a big dream in a small mind. You just can't do it. So either you're going to figure this thing out about how to dream big and step into that greatness, or you're going to end up just a fly on the windshield of life driving down the road to Averageville. And there's no other way to say it. You cannot be caught up in all the other stuff and the nonsense online. People posting. None of that stuff matters, man. The politics and this, and nobody wants your problems. You tell your doctor about your problems. Tell your doctor about your problems and tell the marketplace where you're going. And keep it positive, man. Keep it real. Keep it authentic. But tell people about your dreams and then step into those. Who do you got to become? Let me end the show this one with this question. Who do you need to become in order to realize that dream? What do you need to do? Do you need to wake up earlier? Do you need to be more disciplined? Do you need to be more motivated? Do you need to get to the gym? Yes, by the way. Do you need to drink a green smoothie? Yes. Do you need to drink a gallon of water? Yes. Those three things go without saying. Get to the gym, drink a gallon of water, and a green smoothie. Those three things right there will get you halfway to where you need to go with your dream. All right? Because it's a mindset. You got to feel good. You feel good, you do good. But then who do you need to become to make that dream a reality? Do you need to get a little bit of technical knowledge? Do you need to stop making excuses for every single time something goes wrong? Oh, wow, just my luck. No, it isn't your luck. No, it's not actually. No. You know what's funny? That same stuff happens to me and it happens to everybody else. Okay? You've just allowed it to sabotage your success and you have allowed that to become the albatross around your neck as to why you can't get going. Stop it. Stop making excuses. Nobody wants to hear that stuff. 90% of people don't care about your problems. And the other 10% are glad you have them. Don't do that to yourself. You're sounding average. You just sound like everybody else out there, okay? Talk about your dreams. Stay inspired to go towards that. And make a list of what you need to do in order for that to happen. Who is the person that you need to become? For me, let me tell you, that what I had to work on, I had to work on my communication skills, all right? I had to decide, first of all, I need to really apply myself. And man, did I have to get better. This is another thing, organizational skills. I had to put a schedule together just to get myself out of bed in the morning, literally like an Excel spreadsheet, okay? 5:30 to 6 o'clock, have coffee. 6 o'clock to 6:30, go through inbox and messages on social media. 6:30 to 7, drive kids to school. 7 to 7:30, pick up a Dunkin', large coffee, one shot of pumpkin, two cream. Come home podcast. I mean, literally, this was, I had to write this out because I was scatterbrained and it was sabotaging my success. Another thing I had to do is I actually did have to get better at tech skills. I had to quit relying on other people to set up a blog, to get my podcast on iTunes, to build a little bit of a sales funnel. All I did was go on YouTube, how to edit video. That was a big, big one for me because I was starting to do so much video when I started 10 years ago. In April 2007, my very first YouTube video, I remember getting on the internet, and there was not nearly as much information then as there is now about editing video, but things like Handbrake that allows you to compress a video file from 600 meg down to 60 meg. I mean, just things like that that would allow me to just, but I had to learn that, made my life so much easier. I had to pay for coaching myself. I didn't want to, but I had to. I didn't have any money, but I found the money to pay for coaching because I realized these people know something. These men and women, I need them to coach me because I don't want to spend another 20 grand making mistakes. I'd rather give them 10 grand and not make any mistakes and fast lane myself to success, okay? And there is a fast way to get to where it is you want to go. And there's a slow way. For me, the fast way for me was to hire a coach. That was it, because I picked their brain, and man, did I. I milked them like a cow, man. Give me more. Give me more. Give me more wisdom. Give me more wisdom. Every coach I've ever had, I blew up their inbox and asked them a ton of questions because I just wanted to know more, you know? I just wanted to know more. I wanted to be better. So be better. Understand who it is you need to do, who it is you need to be, and what you need to do to step into that big dream of yours. Oh, was that good? Good. It's the end of February. Tomorrow is March 1st, man. I am so fired up. So much to be grateful for. Best life ever, man. Couldn't dream up a better life. I hope yours is the same. If not, change. When? Now. When? Now. When? Now.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.